This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was an announcement from the Department of Health and Human Services today that will bring big changes to healthcare spending in this country, and sooner rather than later, too. Secretary Sylvia Matthews-Burwell said she is going to change the way the federal government reimburses Medicare providers. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein from the Health Desk is here to break it down for us. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so you got the headlines. What does this mean with some specificity here? What did Secretary Burwell do?
Well, what we're seeing is that the way that doctors and hospitals get paid by the federal government is going to change. I mean, Kai, this is really kind of like health reform 2.0. Hmm. The first step was to expand insurance, right? The Affordable Care Act. We all know about that. Yeah. The second step, and we saw this with Massachusetts, was to try and control costs. So today, what HHS is saying is that by the end of 2016, 85% of its budget's going to be tied to outcomes. Right now, you've got this thing that you know and I know all about. It's called fee-for-service. So every time we walk into the doctor's office and they do a physical or send us for an MRI or a test, the doctor gets paid for that. What HHS wants to do is by the end of 2016, 85% of its budget, so we're talking billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, is going to be tied not to just those tests, but to the actual outcomes. And so am I getting healthier? And the healthier I am as the patient, the more the doctor's going to get paid. So you're going to do away with this fee-for-service thing, and you're going to go more towards an outcome-based way of paying doctors and hospitals.
Medicare is huge, right? As you said, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. As Medicare goes, so goes healthcare spending. Right? I mean, what's the bigger impact going to be, do you think?
Right. I mean, this is historic, and I think people need to understand that what is happening today could potentially have a much bigger impact on our healthcare spending over the long term than anything the Affordable Care Act ever does. The Affordable Care Act was aimed at doing one thing, which was really expanding insurance for people. What today is all about is trying to figure out how do you control costs. So everybody's like concerned about how much they're spending every month for insurance, how much they're spending when they go to the doctor. Today is all about that. And what people need to understand is what Medicare does really sets the table for the entire industry. So oftentimes, whatever the federal government does, the private insurers, private industry usually follows.
What does this mean for me, though, if I'm a patient? Is this going to be transparent to me? Is it a doctor-only thing? What's the deal?
I think it is. I mean, that's a great question. Look, it's going to really make a difference in a couple of different ways, Kai. Like, if you get into the hospital, Kai, and you're sick, right, and you walk into the hospital and they discharge you, it used to be like, they'd just be like, Kai, see you later, hope you're well, you know, and you're like, okay, thanks, dude. Now, under this, it's more going to be like, okay, Kai, we need to make sure you're doing okay. So we're going to call you. We're going to check up and make sure you're all right. There's going to be a level of kind of coordinated care. There's going to be a level of attention paid to you that you probably haven't gotten before, right? It also, though, could mean, Kai, let's say you hurt your knee, right? You like to exercise. You hurt your knee and you really want that MRI. Well, that costs money. And the doctor gets paid to keep costs down. So they might be like trying to say, you know what, we're not going to do an MRI. Let's give it a couple of weeks and see if you're really still hurting.
Dan Gorenstein at the Health Desk at WHYY. I always call my doctor dude, by the way, Dan. All right, be good. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.